Hey, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Brothers Echo Radio. You already know I'm your girl, Simone, and as you all know, before I start anything, I'll always try to thank each and every one of you all for tuning in to the show, for your support, for downloading the app. So as always and always, thank you all so much for your support. I was looking at my numbers yesterday, and I just noticed how they're just climbing, and the Facebook page is growing. I plan to work on the YouTube page so you can see me, my guest. But anyway, thank you all so much for just tuning in and supporting your girl. If you have not already, download your girl. Download the Brothers Echo Radio app. You can find me on Google Play, Apple. Y'all, I'm everywhere. So just go there, download. You have access to all the brand new episodes, what's coming up, interviews, projects. I have some great stuff coming up. So yeah, download Brothers Echo Radio app. And then lastly, my email, which is brothersechoradio@gmail.com. That is brothersechoradio@gmail.com. So feel free to hit your girl up. And I will certainly respond as always. So just like last week, you know, sometimes I have to shoot from the hip, right? And I gotta shoot from the hip one more time. Okay, next time I'm sure I have a detailed show with my guest. But this time I want to talk about a conversation I had with someone who's very near and dear to me. And it was this morning, as a matter of fact. And I was explaining to during this conversation where I want to take Brothers Echo. And you know, I'm grateful for the time and episodes that I've shared about self-love and loving yourself, and more importantly, being careful with yourself. But I often think about this, and I have to understand that everyone is not at that point where their issue may not be self-love. It could be finances. The issues could be purchasing property. It could be so many things in our walks of life, and I don't want to neglect anyone. And I talked about that, and we talked about where it's going. And then I also shared that, you know, sometimes the conversations I've been having as of late, not all, but I'd say a few, I find myself giving so much advice, just giving advice. And I'm thinking, you know, maybe some people are happy where they are. And I need to understand and accept that some people are just happy playing with their demons or happy playing in their sad situations. And so what my mom, y'all know I'm talking about my mom, what she said, her advice, the advice she gave me during our conversation today, and she had to explain to me, she said, don't give good advice to small-minded people. And when my mom said that, it was like a light bulb went off. Do not give good advice to small-minded people. And I was reminded of the Bible verse. It's written where it talks about casting your pearls to the swine. Some of you all know what I'm talking about. Pretty much don't waste that good thing on the pigs. Now, I'm not calling anyone a pig. Please understand, I'm not doing that. But some people are so happy in that position that they're receiving an audience to their pain. You can talk to individuals about, okay, hey, let me talk to you about getting out of this financial issue, this drought that you're in. Let me help you set you up with a financial counselor. Let me help set you up with a budget. Let's just work on this together. But when it's time to come together, when it's time to have that conversation about the financing and the budgeting, all of a sudden they're too busy. Or you hear a lot of excuses as to why they can't meet, or, you know, I don't know much about it. Well, I understand you don't know much about it. That's why I have a financial counselor sitting here with you. And then my mind goes back to that casting your pearls to the swine and not giving good advice to small-minded people. And so when I look at that, here's an example I'm going to use that was shared with me. Excuse me. One thing about me, I do not eat chitlings, however you want to say it. I don't eat that stuff. I don't care how good you clean it. If you wash it in vinegar, lemon, I don't care. I'm not eating that stuff. Because regardless of how well you clean it, I know what was in that casing. I know what was flushed through that. And there is absolutely no way I'm going to sit there and enjoy that like it's a delicacy. I'm not doing it. But then when I think about allowing people to come to me with the negativity, I cannot allow myself to be a casing for negativity, a casing for repeated advice, a casing because every time you have a conversation, you have the same exact issue. So what am I saying? I'm speaking for myself, had to understand that some people actually crave the attention. And they crave this attention seeking behavior as an unhealthy way of getting your attention and your time. And when you give up so much of your time and your attention, you're taken away from yourself. Because I don't know about you, but there are times where I'm drained after certain conversations with certain people. I'm literally drained. And then my attention is away from those who actually want that advice, that actually will value, okay, hey, you were telling me something about a financial counselor. Tell me more about that. That person who's open to sitting down with their budget instead of the person telling me why, all the reasons why they're not available or what happened with them with their mom and their dad and what their mom said about their money 30 years ago. I'm thinking, all right, that's okay. Let that go. Let's get together. Let's get down to the bottom line. And it's interesting, some people, they get more attention in the short term by dwelling in whatever mess that they're enjoying. I believe it's called sympathy seeking or seeking sympathy. And that's a common form of attention seeking behavior. Rather than receiving attention and praise for your good qualities. And I've seen this, especially in the professional environment. They're looking for that sympathy or even pity for their misfortunes. Now, this is not to say that sympathy is bad. I'm not saying that at all. But it is unhealthy. It's an unhealthy attempt to purposefully gain attention from others. And my mind, I wonder, okay, I can see that in children, children are children, but why do adults exhibit emotional attention seeking behavior? There are many different reasons for that. You may be dealing with someone that has low self-esteem or fear of being neglected. Anyway, none of this is your problem. So let me get down to the root of what I'm saying. Protect your peace. Do not allow someone to use you as a casing for their negativity or their refusal to move in a better direction in life. Don't allow that. Be better. Even now, and I know I'm the type of person, I want to be here and I want to listen to you. If you have an issue, there's a time I will stop and I will have so many things on my schedule. Like I have competing things going on. But when a person had an issue, I would literally stop and rearrange my whole life, it seemed like, just to make sure that you're okay. But then I would notice it's the same person. And then I notice, okay, it's the same issue. We talked about this last week. You told me about this issue last week, last month. Then I also had to notice that I was the problem. Because I sat there with you and allowed you to tell me your issue from week to week to week. And then even then that I'm stopping that individual's growth and development by allowing them to have that attention seeking behavior. Because I'm the type of person I would like to think, once I notice that, I'm going to note that. Then I'm going to tell you, hey, moving forward, you told me about this issue that you've had. I'm just going to stick with finances. You've told me about this issue that you have with your finances. You've shared this with me in great detail. And the reason I use the word great detail, because I ask a lot of follow-up questions because I need to understand when someone is speaking with me. Now, let's move towards a plan. And then once we talk about a plan, the next time we meet, I don't want to talk about the details. I don't want to talk about the plan per se. Now I'm listening for that execution. What did you do to implement the plan that you have in place? If a person is still back at step one and we're already in step three, at that point, I got to walk away. Because as it was relayed to me by a wonderful, brilliant mind, aka my mom, don't give good advice to small-minded people. And then when you do that, when you share those resources, when you share your time, you can't get that time back. And now you're dealing with wasted, just childish wasted time. I'm not going to be here long today at all. But as you start your day, your evening, whatever time you decided to tune in, I certainly appreciate that. Let's move differently. Let's think better and higher. If you are a giver, if you're the type of person that you can feel what a person's going through as they're sharing, I believe that's called an empath, move differently. Once you've addressed the issue, sometimes we got to learn how to wipe our hands and press. And that no may be tough, but that no is needed. I remember during my father's retirement ceremony, he said something. He said during his speech, "The truth is like bitter medicine. Yes, how it's bitter, but it only works if you take it." And sometimes that no, sometimes stopping those conversations, sometimes no longer engaging in that systematic downfall that people have in their minds where they just want to have that pity party. Sometimes just saying, "I don't want to be included in this," may seem a bit harsh, especially if you're a giver. May seem a bit tough, but you may need to give that medicine to that person and take that medicine for yourself and say, "I'm out." And watch, once you do that and you take that medication, you begin, let me speak for myself, I have started feeling so much better. I felt lighter. I didn't have the headaches. I didn't feel like, okay, man, I wasted so much time. I had all these competing things and I sat with this person for 2 hours to talk about the issue that they shared. But this is the same issue they shared time and time and time again. So as you start your day, good people, as you start whatever you're about to get into, take that medicine and let it go. Because we only have, 4 more months in this year? We cannot afford to move the same way we've been moving. We cannot afford to have the same conversations that we've had this past year, the year before. Let's make our next 4 our best 4. And that is going to consist of taking care of you and being better for you. So like I said, and as always, take care of yourself. Be careful with yourself and don't allow anyone to take advantage of you and your time and your resources. Now, those that are open to listening, please share. Because life is certainly about giving back. But only to those that genuinely want it and will receive it. Because you have people who are paying attention to you, even when you don't realize they're paying attention, they are watching everything you're doing and they want to know, okay, how do I get beyond this point where I am now? And everything's not about money. It could just be professionally. It could be emotionally. It could be whatever that thing is for them. And when they're willing and they're hungry for that, share that. Because life, everything that I've gone through, you have gone through, has never been for us. It's never been for me. Every win, every gain, and sometimes, you know, those gut punches, that didn't happen to me just because it had to happen. Not only did that strengthen me, But that gave me the opportunity, that gave me a tool in my toolbox to make sure I'm able to share that with the next person. Because one thing about life, there's nothing new under the sun. Someone is going through or about to go through the same thing that you've gone through and experienced that same challenge. So no, I'm not going to take what happened to me as some sort of entertainment, things I've experienced as some sort of entertainment. But what I will do is take that and share those with those, my experience with those that are willing to receive it. And those that are not open to it, later. So protect your peace, good people. We got 4 months left in this year. Don't waste any more time on anything else that does not serve you, your peace, your future. And I want to share one last thing. I was listening to a podcast and this brother said something that really struck me. And he said, sometimes you have to show a person where you're from or where you're going. When he said that, I was just like, that is facts. I choose to show you where I'm going. I can give you the roadmap to show you how to get there. Or I can leave you exactly where you are. You can watch me walk in a different direction. But what we will not do is waste time. That's all I had this morning, afternoon, evening, whenever time you listen to it. But take care of yourself. And as always and always, live this life for an audience of two. And that's God and you. All right.